Well, Tri-Center, St. Albert, and Lewis Central girls soccer teams all heading to the state tournament with wins last night. In 1A, Tri-Center defeated Underwood 2-1, and St. Albert was a 3-1 winner over Unity Christian to advance. Also last night, Columbus Catholic, Iowa City, Regina, Gilbert, and Nevada were winners in 1A. In 2A, Lewis Central outscored Perry 9-0 to advance to the state meet. Also advancing, ADM Van Meter. They beat Norwalk in overtime 2-1. North Scott, Waverly Shellrock, Pella, and Newton also advanced in 2A. In Class 3A, Ankeny Centennial, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Pleasant Valley, Waukee, and West Des Moines Valley all advanced. That West Des Moines Valley-Johnston match, quite a doozy. It was 2-1, Valley winning, but they had to go to penalty kicks, and it was 12-11 in penalty kicks before Valley came up with the win. So the state tournament field looks like this now locally. St. Albert, qualifying in Class 1A, will play on Thursday against Iowa City Regina in a first-round matchup that gets underway at 12:15 in the afternoon. Davenport Assumption will be Tri-Center's first-round opponent in Class 1A, and that'll also be Thursday starting at 12:30 in Class 1A first-round action. 2A, Lewis Central will battle Winterset in their first-round matchup. That'll be Thursday afternoon starting at 2:30. Well, Sharon Hoffman Whitmer has joined Joel Sims and Joey Shopey. She was the 2016 inductee into the Atlantic Trojan Softball Hall of Fame. The Trojan shortstop, Sharon Hoffman, was a speedy player hitting from the left side of the plate, and she's the all-time Trojan single-season hitter with a .537 batting average in 1979. In 1980, she hit .435. In 1981, she hit .476. Her career varsity batting average stands at 495. Pretty salty numbers there for Sharon. She was selected to the Hawkeye 8 All-Conference team three times in 79, 80, and 81. It was an all-state softball selection, a fifth teamer in 1981. She also participated in volleyball, basketball, and track at Atlantic High School. Sharon and her husband Gary Whitmer, both Atlantic natives, reside in Grand Island, Nebraska. Sharon is the activities and athletic secretary at Grand Island Central Catholic School. They have four children and a couple of grandchildren, and she also remains active in softball as the coach of the 14 and under Grand Island Elite softball team. Sharon was inducted into the Trojan Softball Hall of Fame before last night's varsity ball game. Last night, they finished off the night with a victory as Atlantic picked up a 9-4 Hawkeye 10 Conference win over Kemper Catholic. Also in the Hawkeye 10 last night, Creston beat Shenandoah 15-0. Glenwood over Clarinda 11-1. Lewis Central 18-6 over Harlan. Denison beat St. Albert 10-0. In the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer over IKM Manning 8-6. Logan Magnolia 10-0 over Audubon. Missouri Valley 10-0 over Riverside. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Booyer Valley over Coon Rapids Bayard 5-1. Arweva defeating Adair Casey 12-2. Charter Oak Ute in 8 innings 6-5 over Glidden Ralston. In the Corner Conference, Essex over East Mills 14-9. Fremont Mills beat Whiting 14-13 in the first game of a doubleheader. It was Whiting winning 13-8 in the second contest. In boys baseball last night in Hawkeye 10 Conference play, Atlantic shut down Kemper Catholic 5-0. Creston over Shenandoah 6-5. Glenwood beat Clarinda 9-0. Lewis Central over Harlan 6-4. St. Albert beat Denison 6-1. In boys Western Iowa Conference play, it was Trainer over IKM Manning 10-4. AHSTW beat Tri-Center 2-0. Audubon over Logan Magnolia 11-1. Griswold beat Underwood 4-2. Missouri Valley over Riverside 25-1. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK edging Cam 3-2. Coon Rapids Bayard over Booyer Valley 11-0. Glidden Ralston 2-0 over Martinsdale St. Mary's. In the Corner Conference, Stanton over Nishnabotna 11-4. Whiting beat Fremont Mills 7-6. The Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Pleasantville beating Lennox 7-1. Also last night, Guthrie Center beat Panorama 6-4 in boys baseball. Major League Baseball last night saw Mark Trumbo and Matt Wieters hit solo homers in the seventh inning to back a sparkling pitching performance by Mike Wright. And the Baltimore Orioles beat Kansas City 4-1, extending the Royals' losing streak now to 5 games. Elsewhere in the AL, the Yankees beat the Angels 5-2, Detroit over Toronto 11-0, Texas topping Houston 6-5, Cleveland beat Seattle 3-1. In the National League, the Mets and Pittsburgh were rained out. The Cubs beat Philadelphia 6-4, the Padres over Atlanta 7-2, Rockies beat the Dodgers 6-1. One interleague game saw Tampa Bay win 6-4 over Arizona. The St. Louis Cardinals optioned second baseman Colton Wong to AAA Memphis to open up a spot for infielder Johnny Peralta, set to come off the 15 disabled list today. The 25-year-old Wong is hitting .222 in 49 games with 35 starts. He signed a 5-year, $25 million contract extension this spring, but has been the odd man out much of the season. Matt Carpenter is moving to second base, and Peralta will be the primary third baseman, making room for Cuban rookie shortstop Aledmys Diaz. Wong was a first-round pick in 2011, hitting .262 with 11 homers and 61 RBIs last season, and he had advocated for the leadoff spot this season, but is just one homer and 5 RBIs this year. Peralta had surgery to repair ligament damage to his left thumb in March. The Pittsburgh Penguins are now one victory away from capturing the fourth Stanley Cup championship in team history. Evgeny Malkin had a goal and an assist as the Penguins beat the Sharks 3-1 at San Jose last night to take a 3-1 lead in the series. Malkin ended a 6-game goal drought by netting the eventual game winner, beating Martin Jones on a power play 2:37 into the second period to put the Pens ahead 2-0. He also assisted on Ian Cole's first goal in 124 regular season and playoff games, which opened the scoring 7:36 after the opening faceoff. Phil Kessel set up the first 2 goals, and Matt Murray turned away 23 shots in goal as the Pens bounced back from Saturday's overtime loss to the Sharks. Eric Fehr iced the victory with a late goal. The Penguins can wrap up that series and their first cup in 7 years as early as Thursday night on their home ice. Cleveland Cavaliers forward Kevin Love accompanied the team back home Monday after suffering a concussion during the first half of Sunday's Game 2 loss to Golden State in the NBA Finals. Love is in the league concussion protocol and has to be cleared in order to resume playing. Game 3 is set for Wednesday night in Cleveland. The Warriors have looked dominant in rolling to wins in the first 2 games of the series as they try to repeat as the league champions. Golden State pulled off a 110-77 laugher on Sunday after a 15-point victory in Game 1. You won't see Stephen Curry in a U.S. uniform during the Rio Olympics this summer. The Warriors star guard has withdrawn his name from consideration for Team USA. Curry issued a statement saying he has decided to pull out for several factors, including recent ankle and knee injuries. The Americans also will be without All-Stars Chris Paul and Anthony Davis as they seek their third straight gold medal. And in racing, Kurt Busch coasted to victory in the rain-delayed Sprint Cup race at Pocono. Busch had to conserve fuel over the final 2 laps before finishing ahead of Dale Earnhardt Jr. Busch was urged by his team to save gas and go hard for the win on the final lap. He led for 32 laps in winning his 28th career Cup race and becoming the 9th driver to earn a victory this season. Busch has 12 top 10 finishes in 14 starts this year. Brad Keselowski was 3rd, followed by Chase Elliott and Joey Logano. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.